Now, the rest of the story. Singer-composer Don McLean, in his 1971 hit song American Pie, called it The Day the Music Died. He was referring, as you may know, to a particular day in February 1959 and to a particular something, a plane crash near Mason City, Iowa. Everybody on board was killed, including three of America's most prominent rock and roll stars, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, otherwise known as the Big Bopper. And as I say, all on board were killed, but someone was spared that now infamous day. And what you're about to hear is about him. In 1949, he was maybe the youngest disc jockey ever. He was 12 years young. Was hired at that age by radio station KVOW in Littlefield, Texas, because the station manager had heard him sing at a box supper. As the years went by, the boy became quite a celebrity thereabouts. He hosted local talent shows and made personal appearances in neighboring towns. He also learned to play bass guitar. Now, that's a significant sidelight to his young career, because in 1958, at 21 now, he got a job as a DJ in Lubbock, Texas, and that's where he met Buddy Holly. Buddy needed a bass player for his group, and there you go, the young DJ got the job. Naturally, he gave up his work in radio to tour with Holly. The chance of a lifetime, his friends called it. But for Buddy Holly himself, a lifetime would be over all too soon. The fall of 1958 was one triumph after another for Buddy and his band, but then February the following year, the tour brought them to Mason City, Iowa, and cold winter weather. In fact, the Holly tour bus had frozen up. Now what to do? Well, Buddy chartered a light plane for himself and his backup men. That would get him to Fargo, North Dakota. Appearing on the same bill with Holly were two other big names in rock and roll, as I've said, Richie Valens and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson. A problem arose, however, concerning that charter flight to Fargo. No room for the Big Bopper. Now, remember the young DJ, the fledgling bass guitarist for Buddy Holly? Well, when he learned that there was not enough room on the plane for Big Bopper Richardson, he offered him his seat, and Richardson accepted. And, as you know, the charter flight crashed, bringing the illustrious careers of Holly and Valens and Richardson to a sad, sudden end. Well, stunned by the news, Holly's young bassist put his guitar back in its case and returned to Lubbock and to a $75 a week disc jockey job. But the nightmare, the day the music died, continued to haunt him. Trailed him all the way to a subsequent radio DJ post in Phoenix, Arizona, where he might have stayed had it not been for his own remarkable natural talent as a performer. Because the Texan who was spinning platters on the radio at 12, the young disc jockey turned bass guitarist who almost went down in flames with Buddy Holly. Well, he survived the day the music died and went on to become the man Kris Kristofferson once called the best country singer in the world. Now he, too, is gone. But the original outlaw lives on in the incredible recordings of the incomparable voice of Waylon Jennings. Only now you know the rest of the story.